I'm always amazed at the different types of polls and surveys that are out there. I wonder, what are the motivation for people getting these answers? Somebody somewhere had to think of this in a room and say to themselves, this is information we need. They asked 2,000 Americans what would it take for them to quit their job, get up, walk out, drop everything, and begin to travel the world. Somebody walks in and says, I'm going to pay you to quit, walk out right now, travel the world and enjoy yourself. How much money do you think that would be, Ashley?
Gosh. I would say probably wouldn't be that much, maybe a quarter mil.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. The average answer was $288,000.
Oh, so I'm not far off.
18% said they'd take off for less than 50 grand. There's a lot of people out there that hate their jobs. 32% said they need at least $500,000. And the last group either loves their job or hates traveling. They said 20% no amount of money could get them to drop everything and leave. Hmm. I mean, we're not talking about walking out on your family. I would imagine that you're going with all of those, but it would take more than $250,000 to get me to quit my job and go travel. Because I know at some point the rest of the bills are going to come due.
Well, it doesn't say you can't go back to work.
Is your job in the mode of accepting you right back in if you just all of a sudden threw up your hands and said, I quit and walk out?
You'll find me somewhere.
Let's do it this way. If you suddenly had $1 million travel budget that you had to spend, where would you go?
Maldives.
Stay in one of those places that's over the water?
Yeah. Those nice little bungalows.
Yeah. When asked that same question, the top three answers, visit as many famous landmarks as you could. I've been to a lot of landmarks. Some don't hit the mark.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of them.
Some are great and some are like, okay, what did we drive all this way for? Go on a really long road trip. I love road trips.
I wouldn't mind that. Depends how long.
You don't need $1 million though.
No.
And then take your family and friends on a dream vacation was answer number one.
I would do maybe one of those luxury cruises with friends and family.
Uh-huh. That way you could separate from them when you need to.
Yeah, yeah. The ones you see on, what's that show?
Below Deck? Yeah, where they make you all the food and they take you to someplace awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's an interesting idea, but I need a bigger boat. I need to be able to get away from my family when the time's right.
You take the dinghy.
No. I set them adrift. Two things that I've been banned from buying in my house by my wife. This is what happens when you live with somebody, you're together with somebody for a long time. They know all your habits. They can see your lies. They know your deceptions. So right now, I am not allowed to buy anything but, no bread products, really.
No bread products?
No bread products whatsoever. Wheat, bread, wraps, whatever, doesn't matter. Like, I'm not allowed to eat any of that stuff.
It's the anti-Italian household.
It's like regulated for me now at this point. And the other thing is chips. But my wife also gives me a look when I go to buy any tools. If I'm going to Home Depot and I'm not going with my wife with her considered in it, like, that's a problem, right? Like, just be like, no, you don't really need that. We don't need that.
Well, that's my husband with Lowe's. I'm starting to think it's a code for something else. So I got to run to Lowe's.
What about you? What are you banned from buying?
I am personally banned from buying two things. Mm-hmm. I am banned from buying salt and pepper shakers.
What?
Because I collect them. So we have quite a collection of salt and pepper shakers at home. So I'm banned from buying anymore.
I actually just read a story not too long ago about a woman, same thing. The grandkids were cleaning out the house because she had passed. And she had like over 10,000 salt and pepper shakers.
Oh, I'm not up there yet.
How many? Like, this is a place that you want to go? Like, how many do you have?
I don't know if I'll get to 10,000. I mean, I probably have 50.
Oh, my gosh. it's not like they're full of salt and pepper all over your house.
No.
You don't need seasonings wherever you go, every room that you're in.
Nah, I don't need that. No.
I mean, where do they stay?
They actually...
Are they on display?
They are on display.
Yeah, like a hutch or something for
yes.
these things?
Yeah.
Oh, this is amazing.
Basically.
This is amazing. And what's the other thing?
The other thing is, I guess, a little more normal. I am banned from buying anything for our daughter because now my husband feels she has to earn things.
Oh, okay.
You know, I would buy her everything if she saw a book, if she saw a Barbie doll, whatever
sure.
it is. Oh, it's only $10, $15. Sure, you can have it, but we're starting to get very, very spoiled and entitled.
Gotta
so he said,
back.
No more.
Oh, well, the entitlement thing, right. Julie, what is it that your spouse has banned you from buying?
Okay, he told me I can no longer buy crystals because I got really into them over the pandemic. And I bought like 400 crystals or something, and now I'm not allowed to have any more crystals.
You know what? when I walk in a place and I see like one really nice one, right? Because I mean, they have huge ones. And, you know, I walk in there and I see a really nice one. I'm like, wow, that's great. And then you look around and you see on another shelf, there's another one. If you walk into the next room and you see another couple, then all of a sudden I presume things about you. I'm not going to lie, right? I start to make assumptions about who you are, what you're into, what you're doing when nobody you think is watching.
Now, all of a sudden, it's no longer silently judging.
That's right.
Now it's an audible judge.
Well, I mean, I'm thinking about what it is you're doing. Dancing around a fire, casting spells, anything like that. Rubbing a crystal on my arm to get the flu to go away. Like, I start to make assumptions, but I know that they're big money. I've walked into stores and I see them and you're like, that is pretty. And it's got a price tag on it. And you're like, what?
It's not that pretty anymore.
So how many did you say you have?
Oh, I mean, I exaggerated, but I probably have like 150.
I mean, that's a lot and an investment.
That's
and
a haul. Know,
the thing about an investment is, can you get any return on it?
Right.
And this time I'm going to say no. It's common when you're in a partnership, you're married or whatever it may be, you know, you're cohabitating, you see the buying habits of your partner all the time. And there's something that you're thinking to yourself, you've got too many of, right? Maybe it's her shoes, or maybe it's his cars, or he's got too many watches. What is it that your partner banned you from buying? Steve.
So she's kind of right, but my spouse banned me from buying tools. I have a problem where I'll misplace tools and then I'll end up buying another thing. And now I have three drills that I don't need three drills. Yeah. But she said no more. She said no more.
Yeah. There's nothing more annoying than when you misplace a tool, go out and buy another one and then find the other one.
Equally upsetting is when you use said tools to do 90% of a project and leave the other 10% unfinished for 7 years.
Oh, that's ADHD. And thank you for exposing your husband. But that's like all my projects too in life. So it's a real thing. Why can't we finish it? Why can't we? I don't know. There's something wrong with our brains. Okay, you can't be mad at us for that. Joey, how about you? What'd your husband ban you from buying?
I am no longer allowed to buy sheets.
Sheets?
Sheets. I'm particular about sheets. I like linen, but linen doesn't last very long and they're really expensive. So I am not allowed to buy sheets anymore. I've bought too many trying to find the perfect sheets because I guess my brain is a little OCD about sheets.
That is a little bit wild, actually. And I know that sheets can definitely be expensive. And when you're talking about them as being that particular, I'm guessing these linen sheets that you're very particular about are pricey.
They can be pricey, but I swear they make a difference.
So. I got to be honest. I thought it was all thread count, right? Like if it ain't satin, then it's a sheet and
I
whatever.
I thought so too.
I thought the thread count was all that mattered. But you're telling me you need linen. Is it 100% linen? Is it like a ground beef thing where it's like 85-15, 90-10? I don't know how they do it.
I just don't like the mix. I like a cotton, which is also linen. Mm-hmm. The thread count matters, but let me tell you something. They mix sheets with wild things these days, and it's very low vibration. I don't want to sleep on anything plastic. I just want a very high vibrational cotton sheet.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
I mean, I had no idea. I've learned something. You just taught me something.
I'm someone that could, you know, take a sleeping bag out onto a beach and be fine. Yeah. Very different.
Well, enjoy the sheets that you have because you're never allowed to buy them anymore.
I'm not allowed to buy them. Thanks.
Charlie, what's that thing that your spouse told you can't buy anymore?
Rope. I can no longer buy rope. And I mean, I have rope of all sizes, all stretches, all strengths, anything. Like, you can never have enough rope.
All right. What are you using this rope for? Are you like rappelling? Are you mountain climbing? You like to pull things? I don't know. Like,
Tie things down.
Right. Like, what?
I'm getting ready for the zombie apocalypse. So, I mean, you know, I just try to keep rope for everything. Like, I got rope on my keychains. I have rope in the back of my truck. Mm. I have rope for towing. I have rope for just tying stuff down. Yeah. I have rope for tying someone up if need be. Like, I have all kinds of different ropes.
I'm not going to lie to you. Rope for towing makes me very, very nervous. But the paracord on the keychain, I get it. I watch Bear Grylls, too.
He's got rope. He's got blow torches, golf clubs. He's got all of it.
Whatever you need. You got to be ready.
All right. right, Raven, let's check out what's trending today. The first story has been plugging up my news feed. Earlier this week, NASA increased the chances of an asteroid hitting Earth.
No!
Yes, to 1 in 32, or 3.1%.
That's bad.
But by the next day, they pushed the number back down to 1 in 67, or 1.5%.
No, that's not so bad.
They changed their mind within 24 hours.
That's not so bad.
That's not so bad?
I mean, when something's millions of miles away, I guess, and you're trying to figure out where exactly it's going to go, and you're changing the odds day by day, I want them to keep an eye on that. Will they promise to do so? That would be a good idea.
I mean, I know a thing or two about trying to predict the future.
Yeah.
All right. The James Bond franchise is being shaken.
I don't know. As a meteorologist, I don't know if a hurricane is the same thing as an asteroid impact, but do your best.
We're still trying to predict an unpredictable future.
I don't
future.
Want to belittle your meteorologist background at all in any way, shape, or form.
Oh, but you're going to power through it.
But, I mean, I saw Armageddon, and I don't know whether or not you're the one to save the planet. But let's keep an eye on this thing again.
I haven't seen that movie. There we go.
Oh, my gosh. What? All right, next.
Next, the James Bond franchise is being shaken, not stirred. Under a new agreement, Amazon MGM Studios is set to gain creative control of the James Bond franchise. If you didn't know, in 2022, I should say, Amazon acquired MGM, which included 4,000 films and 17,000 TV shows. So since the acquisition, Amazon has held the rights to distribute all of the James Bond films. But now under the new agreement, they'll have control of the future productions.
Oh, this is a big deal.
Martini.
Oui, monsieur.
Wait. 3 measures of Gordon's, 1 of vodka, 1/2 measure of quinoa lily. Shake it over rice and then add a thin slice of lemon peel.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that sounds delicious. Anyways, this is actually kind of a big deal here because they've been in a holding pattern waiting to figure out who's going to be the next James Bond. There's been a lot of questions about that, whether or not it was time for a female lead or whatever. But the fact is that with Bond films, whenever they change a character, there's a big layoff. There's a lot of time that typically passes. That time has already passed. It's been like 6-7 years now since the last film at this point. So with MGM, Amazon now taking creative control of the future, I believe that things are going to speed up very quickly at this point. I would expect a new James Bond in the next year or so.
Really?
That's what I would expect. Yep, a new film too.
Well, if you were offended by me not seeing Armageddon, you're going to be even more offended by the fact I haven't seen any James Bond films.
You shouldn't say certain things out loud. You know that, right? Okay, what else do you have? Thank you.
Well, you know, yesterday we talked about a McDonald's wedding in the UK. Mm-hmm. Today, it's Taco Bell in Las Vegas.
Beautiful. They've been doing that over there for a while.
Yeah. Well, Taco Bell is offering a $777 wedding package. You can get married in the chapel at the Taco Bell Cantina on Las Vegas Boulevard.
That's right. There's a chapel there.
There is. It'll include, you know, the quintessential Elvis impersonator, a few showgirls, tacos, and Cinnabon Delights for you and 25 of your closest friends or whoever you just met on the strip.
I mean, actually sounds like a pretty good deal. I'm not going to lie. It's obviously completely natural for when you have kids to be nostalgic, right? Like, I mean, they grow so fast. You're seeing the time pass. It reminds me of, it reminds you of your youth when you were a baby or whatever it may be. And so it's natural for people to hold on to things. But, you know, looking at the list of stuff that people hold on to when it's their kids or stuff that, you know, they're holding on to or their parents held on to for them, that's always been a little bit eye-opening for me. Like, like plenty of people, they go back to their house, and it doesn't matter if they're 40 years old, the room is exactly as it used to be. Exactly as it used to be. And my wife wanted to do that for the longest time. I was like, he has a beard. He moved out 8 years ago. I was like, he's a grown man with his own family. We don't need to keep these posters up anymore. We can take this down. We can change this room. Producer Julie, producer Justin, and Ashley is here too. Julie, what are your parents holding on to from you? Because I feel like you were a baby like 10 seconds ago.
Yeah, 23 years ago. They actually have all of the cards, a lot of them at least, that we've written them out throughout the years. So before I moved out, they actually brought all the cards out and they had them across the bed and they were looking at them. It was kind of cute.
Oh, all the Hallmark cards and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, all like, the like, little, like, I love you, happy, like, birthday.
That's really sweet, though.
I hold on to cards, but now I've gotten to the point where there were so many over the years, like, you just hold on to the important ones,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Which, okay, I'm feeling like a jerk.
People move people in and out of the card. Well, a lot of people are like, the card comes in, it goes up for 3 days, and then it immediately goes in the trash. So don't feel bad about that.
That's what it is. I look at the card and I say, well, this person just wasted $6.
That, nice. Right. That's a good sentiment. Justin, what is your parents holding on to of yours?
My mom's got 2 sets of my earrings.
What?
Yes.
Why?
Way back when, I was an earring guy.
Yeah.
Not any longer.
No way!
But like, what do they call them?
Studs?
Do you have gauges or what? Or
no,
just regular
no,
earrings?
Nothing right. like that. Just regular.
Yeah. But, how many did you have?
Just two piercings.
Oh, I
in
beat
the
you.
Same
sick. I beat you. I had six. Six on one ear and five on the other.
Wear your earring to work day.
Yeah.
Make it happen.
I can push through. Those holes are still there, I bet. Yeah. Yeah.
Nope. I had some platinum hoops. So when I stopped wearing the earrings, I'm like, well, I'm not just going to throw these away. Or
Booyah. You
know, so I was like, Mom, wow. Here, just hang on to these. And then I had a dangling feather with a diamond in it.
What? That's great. I need a photo. I need to see a photo with that
photos.
Earring.
There's photos.
Oh, I'm sure there is. Sick. At a Bon Jovi concert or something.
No. Like, no.
King Diamond. Ashley, what are you holding on to from your daughter?
Well, I do have about four bins of her baby and toddler clothes.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to say something that will probably generate a few looks, but I guarantee I'm not the only one.
What's up?
In a box, I do have the pregnancy test stuff.
Oh, that's cute.
See, it'll get some reactions like that, whereas others are like, you're really holding on to that.
Does it smell like pee?
No. I couldn't tell you, buddy.
Yep.
I don't go around sniffing at the pregnancy test.
Right. Yeah, every once in a while, you open up the box, give it a good whiff, and
woo!
Then, you know, right.
Let me go wash my hands.
What are you holding on to of your kids, or what are your parents holding on to of yours? We're talking about things that your parents hold on to of yours, or things that you hold on to of your kids. You know, when you're an adult, right, and you're raising children, you get nostalgic. There's all these memories you want to hold on to. Ashley, you've just confessed to me something that is completely shocking. In your wallet, you're carrying what exactly?
I have my daughter's hair from her first haircut. I just put it in my wallet when she had it done, and I never took it out.
I mean, that's years ago.
Yeah, she's seven.
Okay. Oh, my God. Like, I mean, put that somewhere important if it's truly, like, you know, important to you. And what is the other item?
Cat fur.
And why is that in your wallet?
Well, I put it in my wallet after I had to bring my cat Chase to, unfortunately, have him put down.
I get where
so
you're going.
So they here. Shaved off some of his fur for me and put it in a little baggie, and I just stuck it in my wallet. And, you know, I'm just really terrible about cleaning out my wallet. But at least when it comes to my buddy Chase's cat fur, it makes him feel close to me. So it's nostalgic. Yeah, it could be a little bit weird.
This
I
is
get
amazing.
It, I get it.
John, are you a parent?
No, I'm not a parent.
Okay, so what have your parents always kept of yours?
So my mom, she has this, like, box full of things. The biggest thing she has, like, one of my pacifiers, it's all, like, gross looking now. It's turned, like, yellowish.
Yeah.
And she has, like, a baby blanket that has a few stains on it. And I'm like, Mom, why do you still have that?
Yeah. Yeah, we're doing that with Jaden. I pull out old baby blankets and stuff like that. Yeah, everything has a stain. And it doesn't matter what it smells like or how many times you wash it. You're still like, ew. You don't know what to make of that. And people are like, well, it's tradition. You know, it was yours when you were a baby. And I'm, at the same time, I'm like, yeah, but if I was a baby and I had taste, I wouldn't want that on my body. I get that. Binkies, by the way, are just disgusting. Let's just, I mean, we need them. They soothe. But that thing goes on the floor all the time. And it's only the first few months that you're like, rinse it off. After that, you're like, you're blowing on it. That ain't doing nothing.
No, especially it starts off as the first kid. You're super cautious.
Oh, yeah.
By second and third. Yeah.
5-second rule. Not a thing for the bink either. When it hits the ground at this point, you're just like, because they throw it after a while, right? And they're in that throwing stage. That's where we're at right now.
It's the 3-minute rule.
You drop it once. Okay. You drop it twice. I'm like. All right. The third time it goes down, it stays there. And if the dog wants a lick, he can have one. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at on that. Melissa, are you a parent?
I'm a bonus parent.
You're an aunt? You're a step? What is it?
A step.
Okay. Such a strange term anyways. You're parenting or you're not parenting, right? So what are you keeping of the kids forever?
Teeth.
You're keeping the teeth?
I kept the baby teeth. I have baby teeth and a lock of hair from each of them.
Pretty typical. If somebody doesn't know what they're looking for, or if somebody's not a parent, if you opened up a tote and found a lock of hair and some teeth in a bag, you'd be terrified, most likely.
Especially if you were to take it through security in an airport or something.
That would be hard to explain, right? Look to the calendar. I know that spring season is basically underway for baseball right now. It's pitchers and catchers. They're doing all that. And games will be starting up really soon. And one of the stories that came out about one of the pitchers from the Dodgers
just blew my mind the other day. Listen to this.
Dustin May from the Dodgers. So he was rehabbing and he was about to come back, and then he ate a salad and a piece of lettuce tore his esophagus, and he had to get life-saving surgery that night, and that's why he was out for the rest of the year. He had to get a full abdominal surgery.
This is crazy. So apparently last year he goes to dinner with his wife. He's out there at the Dodgers training camp himself, and he ends up missing the entire season. So they go out for dinner. He orders a salad, takes a couple bites of the salad. You know, something gets stuck in his throat, something we've all felt a million times before. Takes a big swig of water thinking he'll wash it down, and then immediately felt something go wrong. Had to have emergency surgery. They open up his throat and his abdomen. That's crazy.
From lettuce.
Missed the entire year. I mean, think about that.
Not even a crouton.
I mean, this is a regular, everyday item. No, not even a crouton, something that could kill you. An actual piece of lettuce here. Now, I mean, cut up that wedge salad is all I'm saying. Make sure that that thing's a little bit closer. But, I mean, that is crazy. So, the question is, 800-330-9999, what almost killed you? Like an everyday, you know, seemingly, you know, item that would never be a danger to you or whatever. No disease, no actual, you know, car accidents or anything like that. Justin, what happened to you? Producer Justin.
I choked on coffee. So, you know, everyone's had the same feeling where it goes down the wrong pipe.
Yeah.
So that was happening, and I thought that was what was happening, but immediately I knew it was different.
Okay.
And my throat totally closed. I couldn't breathe. And so I was at work and I was trying to like signal to people that I couldn't breathe because I couldn't make any noise.
Yeah.
And so I'm like waving, and finally I'm like, you know, banging on stuff, and someone comes over and tries to hit me on the back, but it was just a little guy, so it didn't do much help.
Yeah. You're kind of tall, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I had to jump up to slap you in the back. I see.
One of my coworkers, who is about my height, yeah, but had a good 200 extra pounds on me, big guy, thank goodness, he picked me up and squeezed the ever-loving life out of me, and finally I could start to breathe. And like, I
did
crumpled.
Did you spit coffee all over the place?
No, I crumpled in a corner, and I just sat there, and you know, my eyes were watering, and I was dry heaving. It was terrible.
That's the kind of Justin I like at work, is the one that's crumpled in the corner for the rest of the day. 800-330-9999. Gina, what almost killed you?
I almost died, swear to God, from watching Moana 2. It was so long and so boring and so bad.
I didn't see number one nor number two.
Number one was great.
Yeah, it did very well for itself. Number two, not good.
Terrible.
I mean, that's how I felt when Coming to America 2 came out. You remember that? It was pandemic time.
Well,
we were so starved for entertainment, and Coming to America 1 was so great, and Coming to America 2 was terrible. I mean, I should have known it was terrible when Coming to America, the title of the sequel, it was the number 2 instead of, you know.
That was the giveaway?
Yeah, like when a sequel uses a number in its title, it's usually not very good.
Yeah, it's not going to end well.
How long was that movie?
The second Moana?
Oh, 5 hours is what it felt like. So I think it was like 2.5.
You want to see a movie that will literally murder you in the seat while you watch it? The Road. Now that's a depressing, terrible movie.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, I'm going to send it to you. All right. That'll be your homework. Yeah. Terrible.
Or is it a death wish?
Yep. Well, we'll have to see how it works out. I had no idea talking about something so dark would be so fun. Dustin May, he is a pitcher for the World Series champion Dodgers, and he missed all of late last season. He missed the playoffs too. He'll be back this year right now with pitchers and catchers at spring camp, but he nearly died from choking on a piece of lettuce. Went to dinner with his wife, had a salad, thought he was doing the right thing, took a bite, something felt like it stuck in his throat, took a swig of water, and then had to have emergency surgery. I mean, they opened him up basically from his chin to his belly. Like, I mean, that's pretty crazy stuff, right? But sometimes everyday things can try and kill you. No buses, no murder, no nothing like that. Diseases. Just what's the everyday thing that nearly killed you, Ashley?
Well, a few things. Uh-huh. I'll go with the animal one.
Okay.
I have inexplicable fear of frogs and toads. I was living in Virginia and I walked outside of my apartment, mm-hmm, and the sidewalk was just littered with frogs.
Sometimes that happens, right? When the weather changes, or it's like their time to, they have like migrations almost. It's crazy.
Well, if they could not have their migration on my pathway, that would be great. But I couldn't even do it. I couldn't walk through. I had to call my husband and say, you've got to move these frogs because I can't walk. I have a full-blown panic attack.
Get out here and move the frogs. Right. That's, frogs.
How you move the frogs, I do not care.
You mosey them? You get a shepherd dog or something? I don't know. Right? I thought you slipped on one or whatever, nearly died. This is fear and panic you're talking about.
Oh, yes.
Okay. What happened to you? What everyday item nearly killed you?
A string bean.
A string bean. Oh, see, a lot of choking going on here,
it's
right?
A lot of greens.
Yeah, so string bean, not well, cut up, I'm guessing.
I almost drowned also, but that's, you know, another show.
I was going to say, you weren't eating the string bean while in the ocean or the pool, were you?
No!
Okay, right. I mean, if you had a string bean in the right. shower, that'd be easier to explain, but they're all strange.
Would it be easier to explain that?
I guess, maybe not. Right. Well, we're glad you're still with us. Lisa, what almost killed you?
Now, granted, I was a kid, mm-hmm. but I choked on bologna.
Oh, wow.
And my mom saved my life, thankfully.
How much bologna are we talking about?
So, my mom used to, like, roll up the cold cuts for me.
Oh, yeah.
And I would eat them, you know, like, as a roll. And I guess I was so excited. I didn't chew well enough. And it unflapped. It unrolled over, I guess, like, my esophagus.
Yeah.
And so, she had to give me the Heimlich, mm-hmm. and... I'm still here today.
I've never heard anybody so excited about bologna.
I get excited over bologna.
Well, we're glad you're still here. Glad it didn't kill you.
Yes. Thank my mom for that one.
Yeah. Now chew your bologna in the future. Do you still eat bologna now or forget it? Now it's a trigger for you.
It's not a trigger, but I really like it.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, no, I'm a ham person now. She's like, Andre, what almost killed you?
So you remember back in the day you had like the little candy machines that spit out the, you know, the little sugar candies? Kind of like a jawbreaker almost.
Okay, yep.
I was
gobstoppers.
I was about 16.
Mm-hmm.
Had my father not been there, I'd have choked to death. He had to give me the Heimlich. He saved my life. And my father's a real hero to me. I was walking with it in my mouth and it took one step into my garage. Somehow it just rolled right down the back of my throat.
Right. Happens quick, man. Wow. Well, I'm glad you made it. Call your father. All right?
Yeah, me too.
We're going to hang up this phone, call your dad, and say, bro. Thanks, Dad. I love you. Hey, Mike, what nearly killed you? No buses or anything like that. Let's keep it light. But what nearly killed you?
Well, you know, I was just recently on vacation with my wife and another couple mm-hmm. down in St. Thomas, and I got that nice Cajun fish sandwich.
All right.
I bring it back to the lounge chair. I'm laying down with a nice cold beverage and the spicy Cajun sauce
lit you on fire.
I turned different colors. These people sat in their lounge chair drinking their beverages, watching me die. Now I know I've got a few bucks, you know, in a life insurance policy.
Right.
And I'm probably, that's what prompted them not to make a move, not a muscle.
They were like, we could live like this forever on his insurance settlement, right?
Yeah, we'll be back and we're going to buy a house down here. Finally, somebody gave me a bottle of water.
Got to watch out for that jerk Cajun seasoning when you've got a couple ulcers, I'm guessing. I mean, these stories are amazing here. Dustin May nearly died from choking on a piece of lettuce, had to have emergency surgery. If you don't know that name, that's totally fine. He's a baseball player, plays on the Dodgers, missed the entire last season when they won the World Series. Got a ring, but, I mean, he wasn't there. Didn't matter.
He didn't contribute.
Sometimes, Ashley, everyday things can kill you, right? A misplaced skateboard. In the cartoons, it was a banana peel. Anything like that that you come across. Laura... What almost killed you? Seems harmless, everyday item, but all of a sudden it jumped up in front of you and nearly got you.
Well, not myself, but my daughter, when between the ages 2 and 5, she used to bite Super Balls in half, and I had to rescue her so many times. One time she turned blue, and I was freaking out, and I finally got it out before the 911 came.
Super Balls as in the candy, or like...
No, the balls that you throw on the ground, they bounce so really high.
Oh,
you
get them those out of the really super balls. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Like, between 2 and 5, I swear, it probably was like 10 to 15 times I had to finger sweep her before she choked to death.
Oh, I mean, who wants to eat one of those things? That makes zero sense to me. They are brightly colored, though, I guess. Well, I'm so glad that she's out of that phase now. She's not doing that at 30, right? So
it's like laundry pots.
No, she's 15. I think she's good.
Good. Hey, Jim, what nearly killed you?
A piece of chicken. I was choking on it, and my wife was standing there. She didn't know how to do the Heimlich maneuver, so she started punching me in the face. No, I'm only kidding. So I had to do the self Heimlich maneuver over the back of a chair. It saved my life.
The self Heimlich. So you went up to a chair and pulled yourself into the chair?
I did. did. I slumped myself over the chair and kept throwing myself over the back of the chair, and it came out.
Wow.
God bless it.
That is wild. Good maneuver. Good thinking, man. Glad you made it.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Mary, what almost killed you?
Oh, my God. A piece of spaghetti.
A piece of spaghetti?
I was working from home. I made lunch, and it's like a tubular spaghetti. And I usually cut it in quarters, but there was one piece. And I was on the phone with my sister, and she's talking to me like nothing.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to dislodge this piece of spaghetti out of my throat. I try to pull it out or swallow it, and it just wouldn't budge. And it took like a good 30, 40 seconds. And I was just like, oh, my God. She goes, are you there? Are you there? I'm like, yeah, no, I am.
I mean, sometimes, like, if you take a big swig of a drink or something like that, your throat feels like it locks up for a bit. Like, that can be a scary moment, too. You're like, this is how it ends. Tunnel vision coming around.
Yes.
The corners get dark.
Repenting your sins.
Hey, Mike, what regular everyday thing almost killed you?
So I was mountain biking a couple of years ago, and it was springtime, and I could not see that they had just trimmed the trees on the trail, and there was a little one that was stuck up about 18 inches out in the greenery, and it caught my pedal, completely stopped the bike, flipped me over. I landed in the greenery off to the side of the trail, and another 2-inch one that they had trimmed off at a 45 sticking up 18 inches was right between my arm and my chest.
Oh.
Literally just missed landing right on top of it.
Oh, my. I mean, that would have been like Steve Irwin type stuff, right? You almost got a seedling right in your heart cavity.
Yep.
I mean, these stories are amazing. I don't know if they're making me paranoid or if I'm thinking, like, I can avoid all these dangers in the future now because I've heard their experiences. A Major League Baseball player nearly lost his life after choking on a piece of lettuce.
Dustin May from the Dodgers. So he was rehabbing and he was about to come back, and then he ate a salad. Piece of lettuce tore his esophagus, and he had to get life-saving surgery that night.
That's crazy, right? But, you know, sometimes, Ashley, something that you think is completely harmless, it could be the end of your days, take you right out.
I just hope it's not lettuce.
Tommy, what almost killed you?
I almost was killed by a Sour Patch Kid. I like holding them because, you know, they're like sour on the outside and then they become sweet.
Yeah.
So I just like sucking on the like sour part a little bit. And one day I was, I guess, pulling on it too hard and it just like went down my throat. And
right.
I thought that was the end. I thought that was the end.
And I mean, how embarrassing would that be to have that on your headstone? Wow.
Yeah. I survived.
Hey, Bill, what's that thing that almost killed you? You almost died.
Shellfish.
I'm assuming that means you're allergic.
Yeah, I'm highly allergic to shellfish. I realized it at the age of 8 years old. I don't know if anybody remembers Captain D's, but Captain D's was my favorite place because they had the popcorn shrimp. We went to Captain D's one lovely day. I started eating the popcorn shrimp, and my face started swelling up like Will Smith off Hitch.
Okay.
Not going to lie, it's actually making me hungry for some popcorn shrimp.
Oh, yeah. When done well, oh, delicious. Is that the only thing you're allergic to?
Coconut and almonds as well, but that was after. You know, you got to go to the doctor and take all these different tests. So,
yeah. Once they need an epinephrine shot to, you know, bring you back to allow you to breathe, they typically give you the test for the other stuff.
Right.
My brother-in-law, he's allergic to everything.
Really?
Like, literally everything. Like, all nuts, pine nuts, tree nut, peanuts, palm oil. He's allergic to all shellfish. And I mean, like, highly allergic. Like, needs the shot, like, right away. It's so difficult to plan for him to come over for parties because you're just like, listen, I want to make sure that nothing here kills you. But you can't even have it next to something.
What do you serve him? Steamed
rice? Nothing. We just tell
him
to bring his own. And every time we go out to dinner, I find it amusing just to watch him order. Christina, what almost killed you?
I'm embarrassed to say this because I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but my husband made me go to a work dinner with him. I had to buy a special dress. It was a whole thing. And I got there and he sat me next to his boss.
Mm.
And the boss must have had cavities or something, but I swear, within 2 minutes, I thought I was going to die. I didn't know how to get out of it. I felt like I was fainting at the table from this guy's breath.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, halitosis, right?
You know, malodorous halitosis?
Was wrong. Something was wrong in his mouth. Yeah. It was like a dead baby, or there was a dead animal in there. I don't know.
I mean, who talks like that? What the? Oh, my God, Christina. I mean, okay, we get it. His breath was bad.
It was not. It was worse than
that. We don't jump
from
that to he's eating babies. We don't do that.
I'm sorry.
Not on this
show. I don't know what was wrong with him.
All right. Listen, when somebody's mouth is rotten, you can smell it. It's not the same as having bad breath. When something is rotten in there, yeah, you can smell it. That's terrible.
Yes. Thank you. It was terrible.
And then you have to act like they're so charming and wonderful because they're the boss. Oh, my gosh.
Well, and then you are practically killing yourself because you have to keep turning away and holding your breath.
Mm.
You don't want to hold your breath too long.
You're going to suffocate at the table? That's the thing that's going to happen to you, Ashley?
I don't see myself going down that way. Who knows?
One couple.
I don't want to keep dealing with my sister and all of the drama it's causing.
Isn't that the stupidest thing you ever heard?
One problem.
To name the baby Clifford and demand that we change our dog's name.
You decide the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. I love the audience for that.
Will be a fun story, hopefully, to us in a few years.
It's Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day we check in with a couple. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Powered by NHTSA, crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers.
That's where driver assistance technologies come in. New features that have the potential to save lives.
Learn more at nhtsa.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA.
Today, it's Mark and Abby. Abby, why don't you tell us what's going on?
Okay, well, basically, I feel like my boyfriend has really kind of blown my birthday. Tynes Day is what I like to call it, because my birthday is on Valentine's Day. I don't know, the last 3 years, he's just kind of not done anything special.
Uh-huh. Okay. I mean, what did he do this year, by example?
Well, like, he'll get me, like, what a normal person would get on Valentine's Day, right? Like, a box of, like, chocolates and, like, flowers. But I'm like, it's also my birthday. I need more than that. I need, like, a surprise dinner or, like, some jewelry or, like, you know, take me on a trip somewhere. You know, like, I want to feel, like, more special than just, like, an average little Hallmark holiday.
Mark, what's your side of this? What do you have to say for yourself for blowing birthday Tynes Day, was it? Birthday Tynes?
Yeah.
I feel like everyone else would be happy with that. Like, do you not know how expensive, like, these things are now? Like, chocolate, flowers. Like, I'm still thinking of you. It's not like I didn't get you anything. I feel like anyone else would be happy with that on Valentine's Day. And last year, I did take you out to dinner. So, that's a win.
So, last year you got to go. No dinner this year, though.
Right. Well, this year, it's just bare minimum.
Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, as somebody who has a birthday right next to Christmas and New Year's, I've gotten a smaller birthday gift my entire life from virtually everybody in my family, in my circle, friends, all that, right? I mean, I've seen friends get cars on their birthday.
And you got a pack of gum.
I've said it a million times before because I remember it. I would get the video game system and then I would get a video game for my birthday. Like, that's raw. All right. You know, other people were getting the Super Nintendo for their birthday. They were getting that Sega Genesis for their birthday alone. And guess what? When their parents got it for them, they got them like 3 games. That's not the way it worked. And oh, I have to worry about as a child and now as an adult, I have to worry about the fact that everybody else's budget is blown on everybody else in the family they had to buy Christmas gifts for. So that means my birthday gift is like next to nothing.
You're lucky if they break a 5.
And you know what? That's the thing with, you know, a birthday Tynes Day. Like, why don't you guys do this the week before or whatever?
I mean, but that's not my birthday. Like, why does everyone else get to celebrate their birthday on their birthday and I don't? Like, that's just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, is that something you've tried before, Mark? Like, I'm going to move it or, you know, we'll go to dinner on Tuesday. That didn't work.
No, I didn't really try that. I mean, in my eyes, it's like killing two birds with one stone. It's not my fault you were boring on Valentine's Day.
But when you say it like that, though, that's not a winning formula.
I want a do-over. You know, I want a do-over with something better, something incredible.
Something incredible. That sounds like bungee
over the
jumping.
Top, if you will.
Okay. All right. Sounds like something big. All right. And Mark, I mean, obviously you agreed to have the conversation. You're here.
Yeah, fine. I mean, I'm open to the conversation, but I still I still feel like everyone else would be happy with that if it was someone else.
If it was your birthday, would you be okay with that? Does Abby deserve a do-over for her birthday Tynes Day? It's a lot of pressure. I will say that. Abby's birthday is on Valentine's Day. She calls it her birthday Tynes Day. Yeah.
Birthday time.
I think that's what she called it. Mark, who's her boyfriend and has been for a long time at this point, for the past 3 years, she says has completely blown it. Last year, he took her to dinner. This year, it was chocolates and flowers. And he's like, listen, these things are expensive. He's like, you know, we do all these things together all the time. She wants it to be that day, not a rescheduled date. Who's right here? What do you think, Ashley?
I think we got to change the way we look at it. You know, you can celebrate Valentine's Day, but maybe the day before or the day after is when you celebrate her birthday. Who wouldn't want to be able to celebrate 2 days in a row and feel special for 2 days in a row?
Mm. The partner that's putting it all together, I guess, apparently, in this case. 1-800-330-9999. What do you say? Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. She definitely deserves a do-over, but I think she should maybe do it with a different guy.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Jessica, if your birthday was on Valentine's Day, what do you want? What qualifies as a great night out?
I just think you need two separate gifts. You have to celebrate Valentine's Day and the birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems like he doesn't want to do that. He's like, just do a, you know, he even said, kill two birds with one stone. He wants the bare minimum.
Right. It's a bit much to hear that out loud, especially from somebody. Thanks for the call. Mark and Abby, they've been dating for a number of years because she told us that Mark has blown her birthday Tynes Day the past 3 years in a row. Her birthday is on Valentine's Day. And so, again, this year, she feels like he just came up short. There were some flowers. There's some chocolate. That's it. And he's like, you know how many people would be happy to get that on Valentine's Day? These things are pricey. He literally said, killing two birds with one stone, right? Like, you're getting all these gifts here today. Your day is already special. Why make it more special?
Well, you do not want your significant other to feel like you're an underperformer.
Thank you, Ashley. You are correct. In virtually all aspects, I'm guessing, and especially when it comes to celebrating you, right, and what it is that you're about. So Abby says she wants a do-over. She wants something special this time, maybe a weekend away, maybe just either way. She wants him to put thought and effort into it instead of just going out and spending a little bit of money and thinking like that makes everything all right. I don't know. If your birthday Tynes Day was a blowout the last 3 years, can you demand a do-over? That's really the question. Laura, whose side are you on today?
He needs to quit do-over. He's lame. He needs to do something very special.
Do you have any ideas? Something that would really resonate with her?
I don't know. I mean, it's definitely a special dinner, a movie night out, but it's her birthday also. She needs to get a nice birthday gift and a dinner.
All right.
And flowers. All right?
Step it up, Mark. You took her to dinner last year. It doesn't count.
Exactly.
Hi, Naya. What do you think about this? Whose side are you on?
I'm actually on the guy's side. I know that, you know, being a female, it's probably far-fetched, but she seems a bit annoying. Mm. You know, I don't mean to say that, but she seems very needy and wanting a lot. He probably is, like, you know, a little stressed out from what she wants throughout the year, and then her birthday probably got to be. She reminds me of, like, a bridezilla.
Okay.
I think as long as he's making the effort and they love each other, you know, money could be spent in other ways, you know, as long as he's showing her the effort.
Missy, what do you think about this? Whose side are you on today? Yeah.
No, I mean, I think that if this is somebody that she's been with for 3 years and he's not making her feel like she's the most important thing in the world, that she should just ditch the dude.
Ditch him.
Life doesn't get any easier. Yeah, life doesn't get any easier. And if he's not making her feel special, and there's way to do that, you know, there's ways to do that without necessarily spending a ton of money. I think that she's got bigger things to think about than what he did for the birthday and Valentine's Day.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Abby, our audience agreed with you. Mark, when you say killing two birds with one stone, that doesn't bode well, right? Valentine's Day is something that's supposed to be nice and shared with your sweetheart, but that could be the simple part of it. The birthday is really the thing. The callers, they can relate to that. They hear that. Everybody wants to feel special on their day, so it looks like it's due over time, pal.
All right, I guess I can do it.
honestly, Abby, I think it might be cool if you guys just plan for something with your birthday nowadays, and then the Valentine's Day is something extra, or it's after. Because Valentine's Day, everybody knows the flowers are four times as expensive that day, and the chocolate's twice as expensive, too. Go out for your birthday that week, and then go get the chocolate the day after, Mark.
Half off. Even better.
Good thinking. Good thinking.
Abby, that going to work for you?
I mean, as long as the birthday celebration is worthy of my amazingness, you know, like it has to be, I have to see some effort.
All right. Well, good luck, guys. If anybody else has got an issue, you can email us couplescourt@annandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
$7,700 is the jackpot for today's Can't Beat Raven. Can't Beat Raven is powered by BetterHelp. BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. Get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/AnnaAndRaven. Christine, are you ready to play?
Yes.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck. $7,700, Christine.
All right, Christine, we are in a soundproof room. That door is going to slam. He cannot hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each of them. I will bring Raven back into the room and ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins, and the ties will go to Raven. All right, number one, Wicked actress Cynthia Erivo will host the 2025 Tony Awards. Cynthia plays the Blue Fairy in what 2022 Disney film about a wooden puppet?
Pinocchio.
Number two, Mindy Kaling was honored with a star on Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. What is the name of the paper company that her character Kelly Kapoor works in The Office?
Dunder Mifflin Paper Company.
Number three, Ozzy Osbourne will reunite with his band and perform at their last ever concert this summer. What band was Ozzy the lead singer of?
Black Sabbath.
Number four, Coca-Cola has launched their own prebiotic soda named Simply Pop. They are hoping to compete with what prebiotic soda brand that has colorful cans and had a Super Bowl commercial featuring Love Island star Rob Roche?
I drank it. I can't think of the name of it.
That's time.
Poppy?
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West reunited last night on the episode of The Kardashians to support their daughter North when she took the lead in what adapted Broadway play?
I have no idea.
Time. All right, let's bring Raven back in.
Yo.
She got three.
All right, not great, not terrible. $7,700. Let's see how I do.
All right, number one, Wicked actress Cynthia Erivo will host the 2025 awards. Cynthia plays the Blue Fairy in what 2022 Disney film about a wooden puppet?
That's Pinocchio.
That's correct. Mindy Kaling was honored with a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame this week. What is the name of the paper company that her character, Kelly Kapoor, works in The Office?
Dunder Mifflin. And BJ Novak was there. And is he the father of those kids?
I don't know. He's cute, though.
She looks fantastic.
She does.
It's amazing. It's like she hasn't aged a day.
Not at all. Number three, Ozzy Osbourne will reunite with his band and perform at their last ever concert together this summer. What band was Ozzy the lead singer of?
Black Sabbath. Let me see your cigarette lighters.
Okay. Number four, Coca-Cola has launched their own prebiotic soda named Simply Pop. They're hoping to compete with what prebiotic soda brand that has colorful cans and had a Super Bowl commercial featuring Love Island star Rob Roche?
Well, there's two that I think of all the time, but the brighter cans are Poppy?
Correct. Number five, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West reunited last night on the episode of The Kardashians to support their daughter North when she took the lead role in what adapted Broadway play?
Was that Lion King?
That is Lion King.
That's yeah!
I'm sorry, Christine. He beat you today 5-3. Are you there? Christine, are you there?
Oh, God, we lost Christine. Well, I hope she makes it. I hope this game didn't kill her. $7,800 when we return on Tuesday, Julie.
All right.